This program contains strong sexual content. No one under the age of 18 is permitted to listen to or download the podcast in any manner. The host, guest, and performers are all over the age of 18. Rebroadcasting this podcast in any manner is strictly prohibited without the written consent of the owners of the Hot Wife Podcast. The commentary of this program is the sole opinion of its host or guest and does not reflect that of the opinion of the Hot Wife Podcast owners, agents, or representatives. This podcast is not meant to be taken as professional advice.
Hi, this is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast, where we discuss all the good, the bad, and the really erotic of the swinger lifestyle. Hello, everybody. This is Donna Lynn, and welcome once again to my Hot Wife Podcast. I'm here again with my wonderful husband, Vince.
Your husband? I don't know about wonderful.
Oh, come on.
Anyway.
You're wonderful to me, dear.
You're obviously drunk and stoned and everything else.
Well,
like the last show.
Oh, man. Yeah, you were fine.
Don't
you said I was fine. I don't know. I apologize if I was like going off on some tangent about, I don't know what.
You were good.
I've
had my shows where I was a blithering drunk, so you're allowed to have
That'll be last time I
smoke
pot like that.
Yeah.
Teachers are one thing.
And I'm done drinking alcohol. Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay.
As I sip vodka.
A dirty martini. Is it a dirty one or just?
It's dirty. Just dirty.
Just a dirty.
It's so filthy.
Everything is sexual
just
with you.
So dirty martini. God, look at that cloudy water and it's olives. Those olives are so green. Makes me want to just lick it. Swallow those olives after I chew them. Okay. Anyway.
You're just so wrong. I don't even know where to respond. How do you respond to that, people? I have no idea. I just walk away.
So you got to have some, let's quick get the other stuff out of the way.
Sure.
Spunk lube.
Yes.
Can't urge you enough. If you need or want lubricant, we're going to have some extra fun. Check out Spunk Lube, spunklube.com. It's a great product, non-sticky. You use it to shave
sometimes. I've used it to shave sometimes.
It's they have great products. They have about three or four different products. If you go to spunklube.com and purchase, make sure when you get to the checkout, type in Hot Wife, all one word. You should get a 10% discount on your order.
What could be better than that?
20%.
Okay.
Technically 11% better. 10.5%. Anyway, you want to reach out to us, as a bunch of people do, and we really appreciate that, email us at hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. And if you want to see who Donna is doing.
It's a hot wife, DonnaLynn.com.
Why do you always laugh?
Because it's just silly. All the people I'm doing, it sounds so dirty. So dirty.
Which city is getting molested today?
Oh, my God. Yeah. All the fun I'm having. Let's put it that way. Yeah.
So, don't forget to check out my free swinger magazine, 50shadesofpleasure.com.
Oh, yours.
It is free. Yeah. FIFTY, shadesofpleasure.com. It's a free digital magazine. Go check it out. You know, and again, if you have something you want to submit, articles or a column about something, or you come up with a topic, love to hear from you. Let us know.
We'd love that.
Yeah. Gotten a couple emails and messages lately from new listeners.
Nice.
Which is pretty cool. One of them asked about the Spunk Lube. We sent him some.
Yes, you did.
Another gentleman actually sent me a video of, again, we're not going to mention names, sent me a video of his wife with one of their favorite players. They practice the hot wife lifestyle, and that's just awesome. It was a very erotic little video.
It was erotic. Showed it to me. So.
Always enjoy seeing that stuff. You know, I'm not gay or dead, so.
Mentally. None of these things, not yet.
I got to talk to our accountant the other day doing her taxes, and here's a woman who is very vanilla, but enjoys the podcast. So I'd be interested in hearing from other people who have stumbled across the podcast who practice a vanilla lifestyle but like the podcast. I'd really like to hear from you. I think it'd be a
Tell us about yourself. What you like about the podcast? Is it something like the fantasy of being a swinger, or just the stupid things we say on the show? I mean, I don't know. Which is the whole show.
That's probably the latter there. I'm sure.
Okay. I'm sure. It's all right. They listen. It's all matters. So with that said, the one thing. So today you got to have fun with one of your regular playmates.
Earlier today. So I'm still I think I'm a little crusty in my face still.
Yeah, I'm going to take it to the car wash when we're done. Power wash it.
I might enjoy that.
You got to do something a little different. You did this years and years ago, but years and years ago. But you got to do something more recently. You did something. Why don't you tell the story?
Yeah. Well, we have a inversion table, and my husband perversion table it is now. But when I used it before, I was on it. I was upside down, and I was giving my playmate a blowjob that way. So
the previous one.
The previous one. Yeah, years ago, and I was like, well, let's. We have this inversion table or perversion table now. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I said, let's use that. I mean, my playmate's in really good shape, you know, so his abs could do it because he can't be like, you know, somebody who isn't in shape and fit otherwise. It could be a problem.
Like me? So like my belly would flop up and cover my face and smother me?
Well, I'm glad you said that.
How
not
did he
me.
Die? Well, the fat fuck was on the inversion table
upside down.
He went upside down, and the fat rolls would run up and just smothered him. Well, I considered it suicide. He knew how fat he was.
Well, it could be difficult if you don't have like abdominal muscles. If you're not in a good position, you're not going to be able to.
You really are staring at me while you say that.
I am really staring at you. So, anyways, I picked a playmate that would be. Able to do this. So actually he was on the perversion table and I squatted over his face so he could eat my pussy, and I'm just a teeny bit short, but I could still blow him when he's upside down. So that was kind of cool. Okay. Why are you showing the knife to me?
No, I'm just opening up my multi-tool. I just reached in there and opened one and it happened to be a knife.
Oh, I was like, what are you playing with the knife for? Stop.
Sorry, you bore me.
I'm sure. So that was actually kind of cool because I could blow them and I could be eating like a 69, except we're on this inversion table and it's not straight up and down, but it's like off onto like an angle. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. Kind of erotic, yeah. You know, we have to modify a couple of things. We can do some other pretty cool
stuff.
Yeah,
I'm just
maybe.
A little bit short. Like I wanted him to be on the table and like just have me like bend over. I could touch my toes and he could just like, fuck me, kind of doggy, but like, you know, do anal that way. And I'm just like a couple inches too short. I was like,
that's the story of my life.
Yeah. I'm sure you'd understand that. That's why I said,
I'm right there with you. Yeah.
So next time, if I could wear heels or something with a little bit of a lift, I think that would work.
Okay. You wear your Dora the Explorer.
Heels, with the little blinking lights. So I'm just a little bit short for that.
4'11".
Hey, fuck.
Actually, I was getting gas the other day.
Oh, you had gas. Wow, that's a new one.
I was getting it, yeah. And I was even getting some from my truck.
Oh, there you go.
And a woman pulled up the pump a couple pumps over, and she got out of the thing and was like, wow. Donna's an Amazon compared to that.
Oh, really?
Literally, this woman, and she wasn't like a dwarf or whatever. She was proportionate across the board. But she probably, I'm going to guess, you're 4'11". Mm-hmm. She might have been 4'7".
Oh, wow. That's quite a bit shorter than
maybe 4'6". I think she would have had to jump a little, see over the hood.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
I mean,
and again, like
it's a pain in the ass.
What car was she driving?
God.
Subaru.
Yeah, the Subarus fit me. Like, my Kia does not fit
me. They're
meant
for small little lesbians.
Mm-hmm. Small little lesbians. Like, my legs are too
short.
Pocket-sized
lesbians.
I have to have pillows in all the cars I drive. I always have to have a
seat anyway, cushion. Let's go back to the erotic stuff.
Forget about the car.
So
I'm just too short to do the anal. I wanted to do anal, and I couldn't. I was a little too short for that. So we ended up flipping around, and I had him on the perversion table, and I was blowing him some more, like on my knees.
It was like a vertical 69ing.
Yeah, well, I did the vertical 69. Yeah. Then it was just like regular, like he was standing up, and I was on my knees blowing him. And then we went to the other side and
unlike you know, like some guys like to pick a woman up and flip her upside down, but no one was picking anybody up. They was actually on the inversion table and it was upside down, and you know, I'm videotaping so I can't say a whole lot because no one was hearing me, but you know, he's upside down, and I'm trying to motion to you. You might need to give him a break. All the blood.
I got your sign language.
Like, you started to move a little bit, and he started coming up, but he just saw deeper into your pussy with his face. And you're like, oh, you don't want to get up. I'm like, he probably can't talk.
So I did. I let him up. Yeah. I figured it was long enough.
You let him up. I was like, nice of you.
Nice of me.
Eat my pussy. Maybe I'll let you up. Eat my pussy, boy.
So. That was fun. That was a good time. And then, we flipped him around. So he was like leaning against the perversion table. And I was on my knees.
But the blood rushed to the other head.
Exactly. And he gave me, wow, that was a huge fucking.
I know. It was bouncing off your face and coming towards me. I crawled back. My fucking ass grew legs, man. It was like I'm walking backwards with my ass cheeks. Fucking cum coming towards me. Like,
I know. I got it all over my face.
I thought I was going to get engaged to him or something there for a minute. I was like, Jesus.
Yeah, that was a very good facial.
Yeah.
That was a lot.
Yeah, he saved that fucker up.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. that was super fun.
So that was this afternoon.
Yes, that was this afternoon. That was a good time. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
So, what's the topic?
Oh, wife breeding. So on that note, I didn't get a cream pie. If I had gotten a cream pie, that would have been a better segue, but I got a facial, but that's okay.
That's all right.
So
sperms are flying.
Yes, yeah, sperms are flying. So the whole
way. There's a t-shirt. Sperms are flying. Go ahead.
Oh, I'd wear that.
I won't wear it.
Yeah. Well, I guess it depends on where it's flying to or from.
Exactly.
So, yeah, this whole thing with the whole wife breeding thing, I've seen a lot of videos and people talk about it and... the gang. There's the gang bang guy.
In general, it's a big fantasy.
Yeah, it is a big.
It could be something people do practice.
Well, you can practice, but not to the actual impregnation.
But that's up to the individuals.
Yeah, that's up to them.
Sure.
I think it's just basically kept as a fantasy with the alpha male or the bull coming into.
Sure. Pleasure. I've seen a lot of it with. Interracial sex.
Yes, absolutely.
I've seen videos labeled where the wife is doing a BBC gangbang, and it's like, you know, they want them to breed her. It's a big cream pie party.
Yeah, huge cream pie.
It's like, you know, and the husband's like, yeah, you know, I want all you guys to dump into her, and, you know, so we don't know who the father is, but, you know, just, you know, fill her up and impregnate her. And it's like,
well, do you think that's the fantasy of it? Do you think that's the reality of it?
I would say probably 99.9% of the time, it's a fantasy.
Oh, I would think so, too.
You know? I mean, it's kind of hard to explain to your family.
Hey.
It's like, Vince, your child's cute. Yeah, cute, but...
doesn't look like either of you kinda, guys. Looks a little dark.
Do you ever think... Donna might be cheating on you. No, Donna's not cheating on me. Did you notice your child?
It doesn't look like
looks
you.
Looks like an African American. yep, does, yep.
Sure does.
That doesn't worry you? No, not really, no. Donna got pregnant during that BBC gangbang. Oh, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
A what?
Yeah, that would open a whole other can of worms.
You know. I mean, I'm not saying I'm sure people have gotten impregnated by someone they're playing with that isn't their significant other.
I'm sure.
And they still
happened.
Have raised a child and everything else, and that's great. But it's one thing, I mean, unless your family knows about you and what you do.
You want to keep that on the down low. I think this is something that's definitely more of a fantasy, than actual completion.
Sure. Oh, I think.
Yeah,
well,
I
the fantasy you can relive over and over again.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
It's like how many times do you want to get your wife pregnant, period, whether it's you or somebody else, and go, oh, no, that's my fantasy. I want 17 kids.
Exactly.
By potentially 35 different men.
Exactly. I mean, the fantasy is very alluring, but the reality is like,
your second child looks African American. Your third child has an Asian twist.
Well, we decided to do a whole...
And your fourth kid looks half Latino and half Middle Eastern.
Okay, that's a mixture.
Juan Ahmed? No, he's fine.
Yeah,
But no, the fantasy of it, of, you know, I mean, again, if that's your fantasy to go through that, I mean, and we'll stick with the pretend aspect.
Yeah, the fantasy, I think, is...
That's fine, definitely. You know. I mean, you've had people ask you for custom videos where they want to see you get pregnant. You know,
Oh, yeah. That's a huge one.
Yeah.
You know, tell me how strong your sperm is and how much, you know, how virile you are. Yeah, that's a whole huge fantasy.
I'm Vince's sperm.
I'm very virile.
To the pussy. Fuck the choppers.
No. To the egg. To the egg.
To the egg we go.
Well, this plays right along with that whole alpha male bull thing that seems to, you know, guys want to, they're always looking for a bull or somebody who's the alpha male for their wife. Now, do you find that kind of, when I think of that, I think it's kind of, this is just my personal opinion, kind of degrading to the husband, or is that just part of the fantasy?
Depends if the husband's an alpha or not.
Well, if he's an alpha.
I'm an alpha.
Right.
In all fairness. I mean, you know. I'm not intimidated, nor do I want to be degraded.
Right.
I mean, I've made that clear to people you play with.
Right, exactly.
You don't sit there and try to degrade me because I will beat you to death while you're naked.
That's not a pretty picture. No, but I mean.
No. I mean, people who are into that right. they feel they're not an alpha, that's fine. I mean, I don't go walk around beating my chest and say I'm an alpha.
But, right.
There are people, again, we know people that have been, women that have been doms.
Right.
And they talk about some of their biggest clients, patrons, whatever you want to call them, being people of power. I mean, I dated that one woman I talked about at work.
Too,
she was so dominant. But as soon as we left work, you know, I could say to her, hey, where do you want to go eat? Oh, I don't care.
Like a wet rag. Like, I have an opinion.
What are we doing this weekend?
Whatever you want.
But at work, it's like, about this project. Yes, you will do it this way. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you brought the whole whip.
Yeah,
and
so.
We'll do this.
You know, so maybe these guys, maybe, you know, I can't really speak to the.
Yeah, this is definitely out of our realm.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, so much is.
So much.
Paying bills, making money.
Shut up. We don't understand that either. No. Long division.
Why the alphabet song? Why the alphabet's in the way it is? Is that because he wrote the song? You know? Are these predominantly guys that are in normal life very dominant, but when it comes sexually, they become very submissive?
That could be definitely one scenario, absolutely. Absolutely. And then sometimes the man is just more subservient or more of a sub in general. And so we've heard of couples I remember talking to somebody in the lifestyle and that's what he wanted to find a bull for his wife. You know, a very dominant, but not overly dominant, you know, man, black, white, they didn't care. They wanted a bull for his wife. Mm-hmm.
Well,
and I just think
we know
he was
a couple.
Just...
They were going to shoot with us. I'll leave it at that. Okay. Great couple.
Right.
I don't find the husband necessary to be the alpha. I don't know if you can agree with me or whatever.
I'm not sure what couple you read.
They were going to shoot with us.
a lot of hand gestures. I don't know what you're trying to.
Doing the hair thing.
Yeah, okay, the hair. I get it now. Okay. He's like making all these like weird gestures. I'm like, I don't know who the fuck you're talking about, dude. I have no idea. Now I do. Okay. Yeah.
The husband, great guy. Love him to death. Great guy. He's not an alpha.
He's a little, I wouldn't say he's not an alpha. I would just say he's very low keyed. He's like, goes with
he
the
expresses
flow.
What he likes. She plays along, but then ultimately when it gets to getting up to the line.
She backs up.
Yeah. So she's the one who's the dominant one.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Well,
that's fine.
No. Well, here's the thing is sometimes just talking about it and stuff is very exciting. And then when the rubber hits the asphalt, you're like, you know what?
That means you missed your pussy and you hit your
dick on the ground. That's going to be very painful.
Ouch.
That's not good foreplay right there.
Don't fuck on the road.
I'm just wondering, their case sometimes, the whole entire thing is the fantasy is what I'm convinced.
And that actually is what was coming to my mind is, as
never
an example
even has
of
to
this,
materialize.
You know, he wants to see her. Mm-hmm. And I think she's not necessarily opposed to it 100%,
right?
But she's not on board 100%.
Right, that's a weird dynamic there. But we
see that's fine. That's, you know, some people taking one for the team. We've talked about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, it could be, too. We've talked about things like, you know, certain the threesomes, and they sound really great in my head and very erotic. And I know I definitely want to do them again. It's not like I haven't done them, but sometimes, like you said, the fantasy is more erotic than the actual act. And sometimes with certain people, the fantasy is enough. Just talking about, oh, baby, I want to see you with somebody else. I want to see you spit roasted. I want to see that, you know, the cum dripping out of your pussy. And sometimes that's enough.
And I keep telling you, I don't have a pussy. That's not a pussy.
Oh, okay. I want to see the cum dripping out of your ass.
And then I tell you, that's only one of us. Both of us don't want that.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Sometimes I think that that's enough.
And that's too much.
That's too much. Yeah, I mean, there's something very erotic about being, having a guy come inside your pussy that's not your husband.
Whew, for a second, I was getting scared.
Okay. I was speaking from my point of view.
Something sexy about having a guy come in your husband's ass.
No. Unless you're into that. When I know you're not. He's gagging again. Do I need to bring up ass?
No, we're not talking about ass eating. No.
Come on.
Let me rephrase that whole thing. Man eating woman's ass. Fine.
Fine.
Woman eating woman's ass. Fine. Anyone eating man's ass? Not good. No.
Okay.
Not even visually attractive.
Okay. Beat that
it's
horse.
It's like putting
to
a
death.
Cigarette out and fried eggs. Not attractive.
Not attractive. Well, there's this whole thing about the whole wife breeding thing. It's breaking a taboo because, you know, it is somebody else's cum. That's kind of what I was getting at.
Well,
and that's
the whole
like
hot wifing thing. Mm-hmm. Like you hear the whole phrase, Steven, our number one fan.
Oh, number one fan. Hi, buddy.
And it's teethering. It's teethering, whatever. He's
teetering.
Teetering, that's the word. Tittering.
Tittering is, if you titter, it's different than teetering. Teetering is like you're on the tip and you could fall over the fence one way or the other.
Okay, so anyway, hey! We'll stick with the interesting stuff now.
You're using the wrong fucking word. Douche and baggin.
I use what word I want.
You can't just make up words. He's teetering.
I run the board. I can make up whatever I want.
He's tittering.
Okay, so... Okay. He's on the fence whether he's still going to be our number one fan. He doesn't reach out so much. We have a gentleman who sends me jokes and stuff like that.
He's climbing the ranks, baby.
He's right there.
I know.
Two more jokes. I think he overtakes Steven.
Okay, go on. What were we going to say about being on the fence?
Oh, no. They talk about reclaiming. Like when you play, if you're fucking another man's wife, then the husband can get to go reclaim you.
Right, right. And that's a whole big...
I mean, to me, it's like... They make it sound like it's a big game, like Dungeons and Dragons, which is a BDSM thing. But anyway. it's like, no, I don't have to reclaim her. She's mine anyway. I just loan her out
and then wash her.
I don't even loan her out. It's like I give you free will.
That's the way I look at it.
And God bless you. You, like you said, hey, so-and-so's coming over tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Oh, yeah. Is that okay with you? It's like, I'm okay with it. It's up to you. I'm not fucking the guy.
Well, I want to make sure you don't have, you know, I had my girlfriend's coming over and you got to hold the camera this time and, you know, whatever. Or join in or go home.
Tell me one time that happened.
Never.
Okay. So.
said Vince, never. But okay. Yes. But you could.
If I tell you that, it means I'm going down to the studio, going to lock the doors and masturbate.
that's code. My girlfriend's coming over. It's Rosie Palm and her four sisters.
If you see me just scrubbing one hand in the kitchen.
Like I'm cleaning as fast as I can.
Moisturizing just the one hand so it feels soft.
I'll clean it as fast as I can. It's
as
mine.
As often as I want.
Oh, my God. You're just so not right. But, yeah, there's...
I'm very right.
Well, for us, there is no reclaiming. I mean, some guys said, I have to go back and, you know, dirty her up again. But whatever. I mean, well, whatever your fantasy is.
In all fairness, like, one thing we're not into is choking.
Yeah, okay.
And we tell guys you play with, don't choke.
Don't choke me.
Because...
It could be dangerous.
Well, besides that, I don't feel, I hate to sound.
Like my dad and say it's degrading. Not that he's ever said that.
I'll sound like your dad. Where's the cigarette? It's also my dad. Same impersonation.
Same person. Yeah.
Of course, actually the same impersonation. Here's our dads now.
Both deceased. Okay.
Okay.
Moving on to something happier.
But anyway,
you think it's degrading. You think
it's degrading. And again, I don't want to sound like I'm someone who claims property. I don't think of you as property because there's no value there.
The interest rates keep going up, but there's still no value.
The property value,
it's plumbing.
It's a super fun site. It's has no street value, but.
I can see the Superfund site. Now, wait a minute. I like the Superfund analogy.
I didn't say fun. I said fund.
Fund. Yeah, I put a D in there. Yeah,
you should be trying to be the Superfund site. But anyway,
I was this afternoon.
Not to me. But anyway.
Oh, well, too bad for you. No.
Wow.
Let's just say that with a Superfund, a lot of things get dumped in me, okay? I'm just saying.
Exactly. If I liked you, that would hurt. But anyway. No, I'll use a phrase, a terminology that, like, you're mine.
Right.
I don't mean that in a possessive way.
Can I just get out of these shackles, please, for once?
No.
Can I just, I need to
put the ball gag back in. But anyway, no, you're someone I care about. That might be better to say. So I don't want to see harm or the portrayal of harm to you.
Right.
That infuriates me.
Right.
I'm a very protective person. But not possessive.
Oh, there's a difference between.
No, sure there is.
Okay, no, I'm agreeing. I'm just saying that's actually interesting. Yeah, you're not possessive; you're protective.
Yeah,
and there is a difference.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, like you get upset sometimes when guys smack my ass too hard, and it's fine. Because my ass gets red really easy anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I think it just looks good.
Yeah, but
visually.
Then, not like hurting back me. To my seat. They do that, and you're like during a video, like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh. But then, like, after they leave and everything, it's like, motherfucker, smack my ass kind of hard. It's like, well, then don't let them smack your ass. Sometimes you complain about
it. Yeah, sometimes, yeah, it's like,
so
oh,
you can't have it
both ways. Yeah, I agree. But when I looked at the video, I'm like, yeah, I'm glad I didn't complain because it looked really good. I think I can get over that.
You didn't complain? When did that ever
happen? Oh.
And that's the. I'm looking out the window right now. I don't see the four horsemen on the horizon. So the world's not ending now. Okay.
Shut up.
Anyway, so back to the topic. We kind of wandered.
Wife breeding.
Breeding, yeah. I mean, the fantasy of it, and again, for you, yeah, I mean, you're past the point of ever being able to get pregnant again.
Oh, yeah, believe me.
So let me ask you a question about that. We have other topics that are kind of related.
Yeah.
Is there a level of empowerment, you, knowing, one, you're making this guy, or guys, or team.
or counties.
Or the 5th Regiment, have an orgasm, like bringing them to orgasm, and like, kind of, let's say it's a cream pie, obviously, like empowering them, like you, that, you know, you're like, okay, yeah, I'm going to let you come in me. Is there an empowerment for you with that?
Well, yeah. In fact, that's funny when you gave me this list of the wife breeding, and female empowerment is next on the list.
Sure.
You know,
I definitely think it's a... I'm sorry to interrupt you. I'm sorry to interrupt
you. Yeah, it's... you can say call it empowerment. There's
it's an endearment?
In a way, yeah, because...
It makes men endeared to you. Oh, my God, I had to wear... a condom with somebody or whatever, you know, it's like, oh my God, most girls don't want me to do that.
For us, it's not a problem because I can't get pregnant, obviously, but you know, yeah, it's definitely, something that brings them closer to me, because they can do that with me when they can't do that with other people, possibly, mm-hmm. possibly. And yeah.
Which is more empowering?
What is that?
Vaginal cream pie or anal cream pie?
Oh, anal, because it's more taboo.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking. There's
no wrong
How
answer.
Many people,
I'm,
you know.
I'm asking you for you. I can't say
Yeah. For me, anal's just, you know, where I want to be most of the time anyway, because that's just, for me, it. Sometimes it just feels better.
Yeah, it sounds like our friend Jay. She has really discovered anal.
And she wrote
and
a,
is now actually loving that.
Yes. In fact, when.
Makes them both come faster.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. Well, it's a little tighter. It's a little different feeling if you talk to guys. You know, it kind of feels the same, but other guys say it feels a little bit different, or maybe just the fact that it's in their head that it's not the pussy, it's the ass, which is more taboo. It makes it a little more naughty. And how many women, men, women.
I think
people don't give it up.
Yeah, sure.
Don't. Oh, you know, not my ass. And I was like that too for a little
while. That's what I tell my boyfriend.
No, not in your ass?
Not my ass.
See?
He says, you don't have a vagina. I said, then don't get your dick out.
Keep it.
We're here having beers. Put your dick a fucking way.
Oh, man.
You
know?
Jesus Christ. You think when when you're an altar boy, you could just fucking be the altar boy. But no. Sorry. I was wrong.
You're wrong on so many levels here. But yeah, that means the... Anal is usually the taboo thing. A lot of people don't want to give it up. They're not, you know, it's something that they keep for themselves, or they don't do anal at all because it doesn't feel good or whatever.
Well, I think, I'll put myself in a position of a single guy. It's
right.
Like, okay, one, I get to fuck this guy's wife.
Right.
Which is hot.
That's
he's
hot.
Right there.
Right.
Okay. Two, I'm going to, you know, cream pie, which is...
That's kind of taboo. That's kind of taboo.
Now it's like, okay, I get to fuck her ass in front of her husband.
That's even more taboo.
And then I get to cream pie her ass.
That's even more taboo.
It's just like, you know.
It's taboo on top of taboo on top of taboo. That. Sorry, that was me. I hit this. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's kind of very, very cool there. Then you can, I guess it is a type of empowerment. So, yeah, because.
Too close, sorry.
I'm letting people, you know, do those things to me, but I'm allowing them to.
Well, especially every time you let a guy fuck your ass, you're always like, okay, I don't usually let guys in my ass, but okay. And he says, you told me that the last three times.
Okay, there's just like a little, there's a sign back there that says enter here.
I've seen all your videos and it's the same thing for all of them.
I enjoy anal. I would have done anal today if I was just 2 inches taller. And I could just like, you know, bent over. It was like perfect. His dick was like right there, but I was just 2 inches too short. I was
Day's not over, baby.
Oh, there you go. Is that a threat or a promise? Oh, you got the fist ready for me. Oh, I'm going to get my 2 hours of anal fisting. Oh.
Did we ever explain that?
I'm pretty sure we did.
Okay.
But you can, if you make it like short and just abbreviated just to recap.
Should I just tell the story of that or with my daughter?
Oh,
that just sounded wrong. Now I got to explain.
Now you got to explain.
I made
a
joke up one time. My daughter was living with us when she was younger, and we used to always kid around about sexual things. We'd be going to bed and like, okay, we're going to go make some animal noises. Just ignore that.
Yeah.
And that's disgusting.
Well,
lo and behold, she moves out. She got old enough. She moved out, got married, everything else. Her husband is a great guy. And in that time, I started joking around with Donna. You know, the whole reverse psychology thing of like, nope, don't be sucking my dick tonight. Whatever you do. I would hate if you sucked my dick tonight. Okay. So with that one time, I just made a joke like, you keep that shit up, Donna. I'm not giving you 2 hours of anal fisting tonight.
There you go.
So that was the joke. And I've said it countless times and obviously not been aware when I said it. So one night,
it so much. That's the problem.
So one day, my daughter and son-in-law were here, and I'm making dinner and stuff like that. And again, it just slips out. Something went on with the conversation. I said, Donna, keep it up. You're not getting your 2 hours of anal fisting. All of a sudden, my daughter slams her fist on the table. She goes, that's where the fuck he got it. I'm like, what? And now my son-in-law, back up real quick. Son-in-law, very stoic, very quiet. young man, a great guy.
He has
very little sense of humor. If he told a joke, you would not know it.
Right, he's pretty dry.
Yeah, he's super dry. Great guy, though. Love him to death. And anyway, somebody, I go, what? She goes, the other day, he says to me, keep that up. I'm not giving you 2 hours of anal fisting. I was like, where the fuck did you get that from? She goes, all he did was laugh and walked away. She goes, I should have guessed he got it from you.
Yep.
And I said, oh, I guess I must have said that in front of him. So apparently he also says a lot of other things I say. So
that's our running joke.
I guess I'm not a good influence.
Not in the least.
Maybe that's why they won't let me teach at Sunday school.
That's probably one reason. But you're over there and he's got his fist and he's like kind of like mock spitting on him. Like, oh, 2 hours of anal fisting. Here we go.
So anyway, so that's find that empowering and a turn on getting cream pod?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's very hot. It's very hot. It's there's the fantasy I have about the breeding, and it is just a fantasy. It's like having, you know, guys coming you over and over and over again. I think in the fantasy realm, I find very erotic. The reality, I don't know. It seems like it'd be kind of messy and slippery and whatever.
Well, I
sticky
think
sticky and messy.
Well, there's
and sweaty,
the one girl, Cream Pie Kathy, I think.
Yes,
her name, older woman.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I saw
she does
videos.
Like a lot of gangbang things with. We're just a cream pie right. Gangbang.
Yep.
And you would think when you get that full of semen that no one's getting traction and they're going to last forever.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
You know?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe we'll have to experiment.
Wow. No shyness there.
Well, I think I'm due for a decent threesome. Maybe, cream pie thing might be kind of fun.
I haven't heard back from our friend that we approached about that. If he had a friend.
Yeah.
Well, to reach out to him again. So.
It could be interesting.
So the fantasy of breeding, where do you stand with that?
I find it very erotic in the fantasy form.
Okay.
Well, and to the part of acting out the fantasy, I find also very erotic. I just, like what we said before, with fantasies are always better than reality. I think it'd be really cool to be fucked by multiple guys and have them all come inside of me. I find that very erotic.
Okay, so is it a fantasy or role-playing?
It could be a little bit of both, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
No wrong answer.
No. There's definitely a little bit of role-playing.
I mean,
there.
You've done things with the stepson thing.
Yeah, that's hard to get into that role. I don't find that very...
No, but theoretically, the stepson and breeding the stepmom.
That's true. There could be that
you
crossover.
You have the pregnancy belly.
Oh, I do.
The fake one.
I just...
They're like, well, she's gained some weight. We'll just call it a pregnancy
belly. Yeah. Yeah, there are guys that were approached me on certain platforms that's what they really wanted to see, and I obliged them by getting that prosthetic. It was really silly because I have a picture of me like, oh, no, look at me. I'm pregnant at 63. So that was kind of – I sent you that picture. I'm like, oh, look what came in the mail today. Yeah. My pregnancy belly. And people found it very erotic. It's, like, very bizarre, but – eroticism transcends so many different weird taboos, fetishes, whatever you want to call them, that this whole pregnancy and wife breeding is just one aspect of all these fetishes. So, I mean, they were gratified by it. They really enjoyed the video. They thought it was something very erotic. And, you know, the guys were writing me, oh, yeah, my young sperm would impregnate you. And it's like, no, it wouldn't, dude. I'm in menopause. It's... let's go back to biology class.
My hand could open the doorknob, but the factory's shut.
Exactly.
You can turn the knob all you fucking want.
But
all the workers have gone home.
Pretty much.
The equipment is gone.
The equipment's still there.
Equipment's there, but
it's just not being used.
The power has been shut off.
Power.
Nothing is running.
Oh, this kid insisted. Oh, man, I'm 24. Oh, my sperm is so strong, blah, blah, blah. I'll knock you up. And that was his fantasy, though. And I was like, at first I did argue with him. I was like, dude, that's not going to happen here. Like, let's go. Biology 101, folks. Biology 101. Let's go back. Let's follow the science here. And he just wasn't getting it. So I just played into it. And he loved it. When I made that video, he was like, yeah, I was all on top of that. I was like, There you go. I'm just here to please, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's there's always that psychological aspect that's always behind the veil of these fetishes.
Well, in all honesty, again, it's a topic in itself, the whole fantasies.
Mm.
You know, that maybe we need to explore that as a next show.
Sure.
That, you know, vanilla life where you don't have fantasies, you don't have desires per se. You're just like, okay, we're going to do missionary, and that's all we're going to do. You know, we're going to do the typical, you know, Mennonite sex thing.
No,
it's
just we've been in the swinger life so long.
But even before swinging.
We didn't do just missionary before I was,
before you brought me into the fold. My grandparents, I've talked about this 100 years ago on the show. Like my grandparents only had sex. My grandfather apparently thought you only had sex to reproduce. You didn't have it for pleasure or anything else. He only had it to have my father.
Wow.
And once she got pregnant with my father, that was it. Sex stopped.
I think.
Maybe that's why he's a crotchety old fuck.
Well, yeah, they're missing the whole boat. Yes, sex can definitely be for that, but we also found it for us and other couples, millions of couples that find that having intimacy, however you describe it, whether there's intercourse or not, it doesn't matter. Some type of intimacy strengthens
about the next show.
Okay.
Is about, we're going to do fantasies.
Oh, we can do fantasies.
How important fantasies are.
Oh, absolutely.
Let me write that down.
Write that down, and I'm just going to shut up about it because we'll leave that for the next show.
Okay. Well, shutting up's an old story.
Ain't happening anytime soon, is it? No.
So we kicked the horse about breeding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fun.
And again, I want to thank everyone for listening.
Whatever we were doing here, guys. We're just
we're just
background noise. That's
again,
fine.
I challenge, I haven't done this in a while, I challenge you all. Again, we don't ask you for a dime, and we won't. But we challenge you to find two friends you think might like the podcast.
Hopefully friends that you like.
Well.
Maybe if you hate them, and this is a form of torture, that's fine too.
Friends that, one, listen to podcasts, two, are open sexually. They don't have to be swingers.
No, just have
something
an open
to
mind.
Have fun, and again, we try to bring you the swinger lifestyle. We try to bring you fun with sex. We try to bring you a little bit of humor, maybe.
Yeah, crickets on this side.
If
crickets.
I show them pictures of you naked, they'll laugh.
Oh yeah, absolutely, and they're all over the internet. So have at it.
Yeah, but anyway, so again, we can't thank you guys all enough. Men and women and everybody else you identify as. So I want to thank you for listening, and until next show.
Yep. Have a great night, everybody.